Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening and whenever you're listening to News for the Soul. This is News for the Soul. I'm Nicole Whitney, and this is life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained that we're all about and on about. And today, very important show. Recently, I had on a guest by the name of Dr. Len, who you can find online, ho'oponopono.org. Just as it sounds, pretty much, and probably one of the most groundbreaking, significant, and important shows that we have done to date. I have, in fact, linked it up on the front page under Nicole's Top 5 Faves, so you can find it right there, or just click on past shows, hear past shows on our website, newsforthesoul.com, and make sure you go at some point if you haven't heard it already and revisit the earlier show, because we're going to be generally recapping and moving on today, because he's here for the full hour, Dr. Len Ho'oponopono, and applying that to things going on in our world today is what I wanted to talk to Dr. Len about and see if we can actually create change in our world by doing the Ho'oponopono process. Welcome back to News for the Soul, Dr. Len.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm grateful.
Well, you were prominent in my mind, I have to say. Anytime any kind of stuff has come up for me, one of the first people I think of now is Dr. Len. And I'm trying to ho'oponopono everything out of the way.
Great.
Don't know how good I'm doing, but one of the reasons this was so groundbreaking, you know, for me, in my awareness level and looking at that, what you did, your experience with working at the Hawaii State Hospital and by not even doing any therapy on criminally insane people, mm-hmm. curing them, they went home, they're better, because you did the Ho'oponopono process on yourself.
Yeah.
And what's prominent about that is that, I mean, that's real-world results as extreme as it gets. You know, I mean, you can't get a better example of transforming mm-hmm. energy and seeing a different result. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, here we are with all heck breaking loose in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. People starting to talk about, ooh, it must be the beginning of World War III. Gee, we knew it. You know, they're buying into this consciousness. And then I think of Dr. Len. I mean, if one person was able to do that, can we not? You know, the News for the Soul audience, do Ho'oponopono with this and see a different result.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can?
I'm sorry?
Can we do that? Is that possible?
Well, I think one has to remember a very old, old saying. And the old saying goes, peace begins with me. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. That's the bottom line. So the Ho'oponopono is looking inside for debts and errors and blocks in the subconscious mind that replay as problems, as judgment, as put down, as all kinds of problems, but the blocks are within. So the Ho'oponopono is about saying to the divine within us, within the self, and saying to this part of us, I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever is going on in me that I experience the world in me this way. And so by taking 100% responsibility, then we can then go on to the next step and say, I'm sorry. Not only am I sorry, but please forgive me for whatever is going on in me. And so by doing that, then we have said to the divinity, we're 100% responsible. The problem is within us, or within me, and I would like to ask you to convert whatever that memory, block, debt, error, sin is to nothing. And so when the divinity converts the block or the memory to nothing, you're back to your original state, which is zero or clarity. And only out of clarity can divinity come and provide insight, inspiration, and whatever it is that's perfect for the person, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been watching the news at all, or any keeping up on any?
I've been watching myself, to be very honest. So if I'm watching the news and I experience whatever that comes up, I get to my cleaning, because peace begins with me. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Because when you look at what's happening, it comes down to humanity, to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's individuals who experience problems, and that's what we see, the experience we see as the world. But I'm not willing to hang around with that, but I'm willing to be 100% responsible. So I, in my little corner here in California, as I experience woes and problems, I know that the source, that cause, is within me. So I'm always talking. I mean, moment to moment with divinity. I'm sorry. Let me give you an example. I just got an email from our representative in Philadelphia, who got an email from a woman who works with some Christian organization they do prayers for. And what this woman shared with my friend Okupana is that now that they have included "I'm sorry" and "I love you" as part of their work with people who call in because they have problems, they want this, so this is a prayer group, they feel less burned out and much more effective, you know? Because peace begins with me. It begins with the individual. And the problem is warfare is going on within the self. And if we are willing to be 100% responsible, then we shift our perception of the world, and the world changes.
So we can avert World War III by each of us.
We can avert the problems that we can take 100% responsibility for the problem within us. So we keep looking out there how we can solve the world's problem. You can't. It doesn't work. It's like how I was trained as an educator. I was trained to work with handicapped children, developmentally disabled children. I was trained to help them, and then 20-something years later, I learned, that's not my job. My job is to help myself by letting go of how I perceive handicapped children. If I change that, they become like with the folks at Hawaii State Hospital. Instead of having the hospital take care of them, as the process of the cleaning went on, they became more and more responsible. They handled their whatever legal thing they had to work with their lawyers, their attorneys. They handled whatever community placement, residences. So they took more and more responsibility, because there was a shift in my perception that said, oh, they're bad, or they need help, they can't do it. So coming back, it's important to look at one's world first. It's only there but if you're willing to do that, the impact on the whole cosmos is enormous.
Well, that's why I'm asking you today, because I think the News for the Soul audience, for the most part, probably is willing to do that, you know?
Yeah, I think what most people think that they're here to help other people. They're here to bring peace to the world, when actually we're only here to bring peace to ourselves. And in bringing peace to ourselves, we bring peace to the world. It can't happen. See, the way I was trained, and I would be even so bold as the way therapists are trained, whether they're psychiatrists, massage therapists, they come from an orientation like I did. I got a PhD in working with handicapped children. I was trained, you're there to help them and their families, and that doesn't work. I tried that from 1964 to 1982, almost 18 years. It doesn't work. But if you, in fact, look in yourself and clear up the stuff in you, it works, because you notice people get well, and they take on a real responsibility of caring for themselves.
So is it the shift of going within and questioning, as opposed to having an attachment of belief about them, like with the children?
Yeah. The belief thing is a little nebulous, but what is more important is that, again, you go to probably the most profound person who has probably the most profound insights in all of humanity, and that's Shakespeare. And Shakespeare repeats over and over in his sonnets that the woes that we experience now are the woes we have experienced before. So when we see the world in a judgmental way, we've had that, it's already in us. But if we let go of that, coming back specifically to my working with the folks, male adults at Hawaii State Hospital, as I did my cleaning and said, I'm sorry for whatever is going on in me that I perceive the patients a certain way, the clients a certain way, the staff a certain way, because they were high absenteeism, the policies a certain way, the environment. And I began to do that, only then did it change. But the change took place in me first.
Now,
that's the hard sell.
Yeah.
Because we keep thinking, at least that's the way I would say it, even if you went and found 100 people out there, you would say, okay, here's the problem in Lebanon or whatever. Well, most of them would, you wouldn't find anybody who would say, well, I'm going to work on myself, whatever's going on in me as I'm perceiving that. You're not going to find them. And as long as you don't find them, there'll be, I mean, if you go back over the history of man over the last 200,000 years, it's always been warfare. It's never going to go. It's like Abraham Lincoln said at some point in his presidency, this is human nature. But I'm saying it's not. It's memories. But they're tough to work on because they take incessant cleansing. It isn't something you can say, I do it on Sunday or I do it at a session. No, this is moment by moment. You have to be, you have the canceling. You're asking, I'm sorry, please, moment by moment.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can sort of walk people through this before the end of the show. But I'm wondering if, I mean, you're already doing that, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it with you while you're setting it up. Because, you know, I mean, is the computer starting slow? No, that's not the computer. I'm asking, what's going on in me that I'm experiencing you telling me whatever? So I'm just cleaning with that. Going on.
And you're doing it with respect to what's going on in the news right now?
I'm doing it with what is going on in me, not with the news.
Okay.
Because one of the things we don't realize, and I think you have great philosophers like Kant, and you have people like Chomsky from MIT. One of the things they say is that you never experience something directly. You always experience a reaction of that. So when I meet people, I know that I'm not experiencing them as the way divinity created them. So before I show up, whether it's a lecture or training, I'm looking to say to the divinity, please forgive me for whatever I'm going to bring where I won't see the people as you created them. I'm asking for you to cancel whatever is in me that I will react to them and not see them as they truly are, divine beings. Yeah? That's what I do. That's what I'm doing with you. I'm watching the internet, and this stuff is going to go on. I'm cleaning with whatever's going on in me that whoever hears this will react to it. Yeah?
Now, does it make a difference exponentially if we have, you know, 100,000 people? Or
no.
So one person can do what 1,000 people can do?
Yeah. I'll give you an example again. This woman who sent the email to Hokopana, our representative in Philadelphia, because it worked for her and she noticed that in her handling prayer telephone calls, she then said to other people, here's what I'm doing and I notice it works for me. You might want to try it and see how it works for you. And apparently it's working for people, but it comes back to the individual taking 100% responsibility.
So it almost comes down to, in a way, what's real. Like, do we create sort of a different version of reality by shifting?
We let go of the dictates of memories. That is, when memory says to the subconscious, when memory plays like a CD, when the memory plays, you hear the tapes, but if you don't want to hear them anymore, you hit the stop button, and then you hit the eject, and you take it out, and it can't play anymore. It's done. It's done. And the more important thing is, not only does it take out what you heard, but it takes out 15 or 16 tracks of other problems that were playing, but you didn't hear.
Wow.
So the thing is, you're taking, excuse my language, the doo-doo, the crap, out of the tapes, the CDs that you have in your soul, and specifically in the subconscious. You're asking the divinity to take it out so it doesn't play. And if it doesn't play, then when you look at a so-called psychiatric patient, you don't see them that way. You see them as God created them. And when you respond to them, they respond like that. So they're wonderful people. But if we perceive them as dangerous, well, we're stuck with them, because we're stuck with our perception of them. And they're stuck. When you're stuck, they're stuck. You want to get people unstuck, you have to get unstuck first. That's just the way. This is so revolutionary, because you can go through all of the training programs for lawyers, and it's always about the other. How to work with other people. This one is, no, it's only about looking at yourself and working on the data and the information in the subconscious that are no longer viable. They create burdens and blocks, and they should be removed.
Well, I think to the audience that you're speaking to today, it makes so much sense, because, you know, so many of us have questioned all the old ways of doing things,
yeah,
and are on a path of, you know, waking up, yeah, and being...
The other thing we have to remember is, for me, when this is done, it's many years ago, so it's by me, but when we do something that is an error, we yell, we scream, we're angry, we can't help it. So with the psychiatric unit, where you have, really, you have high fences, you have people medicated, what you're perceiving is not, when somebody is angry, it's not the person that's angry, it's the memory replaying anger. And if you're willing to know that and hold to that, then you know that you can change that, you can change the data, the memory. You're not changing the person's perfect. Really, you, me, everything that divinity created, perfect. What is imperfect is the data. And that's what we have to convert. We have to ask divinity, who is the only one that convert that to zero, yeah?
What is the mechanism that gets divinity to release the tape or whatever? Is it the asking or the, I'm trying to understand what part of it gets divinity to erase the tape. Is it the asking, the gratitude, the love?
Not the asking or the gratitude. It's when you do the Ho'oponopono, you're stating to the divinity clearly, I am 100% responsible for what I'm experiencing. And I'm experiencing suffering. I'm experiencing judgment. Whatever it is a person experiences. The person has to say, I'm 100% responsible for this. Something's going on in me. Some data, some memory in me, and specifically is dictating this experience. And I would like to be 100% responsible. I'm sorry for that. But otherwise, the intellect is always, the conscious mind is so ferocious, it doesn't take responsibility. It always says, well, it happened because my mother did it to me, my father did it to me. I didn't get the education I needed. So the intellect is so ferocious, it has these reasons, and so the reasoning is always, I'm not responsible for this. I give you an example. Only happened once. I had a friend who worked at the hospital years ago, and one day she was home, and there was a court hearing, and this young man who I was in the unit I worked in. Right there on the screen, when the judge asked him if he had anything to say, and he said yes, he said, I want, my lawyer is telling me not to say this, but I want to let you know that I feel and I know that I'm 100% responsible for what I did. And there was a quiet in the room, because, and I'm not making attorneys wrong, turn a job is to help the person, but this person wanted to just make the point, I'm 100% responsible, as opposed to I'm 100%, I'm not because I'm mentally ill, you know?
You know what we need to do? I just need to get a quick break out of the way.
Yeah.
And maybe when we come back, can we apply this to a real-world example about people watching the news out there now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell you how it works. I mean, I can't be talking about how it works, but I can tell you how I work it.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Something right. That will give us, you know, something for our minds to get around here. We're talking to Dr. Lynn, ho'oponopono.org, and probably one of the most important shows you will hear this week and perhaps ever on the site. Newsforthesoul.com is where you go if you miss any of this, if you're listening on the radio right now. We will be right back in 2 minutes with more News for Your Soul. Hi everybody, this is Nicole, and I recently experienced an illumination intensive with Satyan Raja, which was amazing. I had a direct experience with something that I'd like you to be able to experience if you can. Here's Satyan to tell you more.
Hi, it's Satyan. Have you ever yearned to know what enlightenment is and to experience it for yourself without having anyone tell you what enlightenment is or hearing it from outside? Well, you have a real opportunity to experience enlightenment for yourself totally free, and all you have to do is go to our website at illuminationintensive.com. We're offering a 5-day amazing full-on workshop, which is no charge and tuition, and I guarantee you, you'll find a way to awaken to your deepest nature, to live from your deepest authenticity, and to know and live who you are so that you're living your life from the part of you that's totally free. Once again, I welcome you to illuminationintensive.com. See you there.
Would you like to learn how to bend metal with the power of your mind? We've put together an amazing spoon bending kit that absolutely will teach you how to do this for real in no time. I'll go to newsforthesoul.com. Look for the spoon bending kit for details. It's for real, and it'll change your life. As of June 2006, we now have the instantly downloadable version of this spoon bending kit, so you don't need to wait. You can start bending metal with your mind right now. I'll go to newsforthesoul.com. Look for the spoon bending kit for details. It's for real, and it'll change your life.
Hey everybody, Nicole here from News for the Soul. I just had my very first personal session one-on-one with the Wonders, who you've heard channeled here on the show before. And the experience was so profound for me that I wanted to make sure you knew that this service was also available for you too. During my session, I really felt like I was connecting with a consciousness that could truly see beyond the surface. Here's a clip from my session now.
Now, what we see in your body is a number of things. First, we see that your liver needs the water. It's imperative. You need to flush out the toxins out of your body because no matter what you do, the result is that you eventually will end up with cancer if you continue with the process you're doing. Mainly the choice to love yourself to the point where you are no longer stressing yourself. Giving you a physical protocol, but from an emotional perspective, we assure you everything we discussed in this session is imperative to you.
The amount of detail that came through for me in issues I'm working on in my own life in the session was amazing, and I'm really happy to recommend these personal sessions with the Wonders to anyone who's really ready to move forward in their lives. But be warned, it's like being naked in a whole new way. If you're really ready, go now to thewonders.com. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
I'm Nicole Whitney, and this is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Very important show today. We're talking about Ho'oponopono with respect to what you can do now, as we watch things escalating on the news and people talking about war and focusing on those things that we may not want any more of in our lives, we can do something about it. We're talking to Dr. Len. Ho'oponopono.org is his website, and that's the process we're talking about, truly life-changing process. If you missed the previous show, highly encourage that you go check it out on our website. It's in the free archives, and that's newsforthesoul.com, and you click on past shows, scroll down to Dr. Len, truly, absolutely one of the most groundbreaking shows. So we were talking before the break, Dr. Len, about what can we do. You know, people are going along trying to have a regular day in their life, and they're confronted with all this, you know, war-mongering stuff and talk of World War III. Yeah. How can we cancel those things out?
Okay. First of all, I just, as I was waiting for you, I remember reading somewhere, and I have the book someplace, but I was reading somewhere, I was reading some material by Kant, the Immanuel Kant, the philosopher. So here's what he says about treaties. And so he basically said, in order for a treaty to work, both sides have to put everything on the table. They can't withhold anything. They got to put everything on the table. And then they have not only put everything on the table, they have to trust that everything is on the table, and that when the agreement is done, then everybody will agree that everything was on the table, and there was nothing hiding, nothing whatever it is got left out. Only then a treaty has a half a chance of working. Hmm. He said. Now the other half, in order to make it work, people have to trust each other. Well, there's no way that's going to happen. Yeah. Have you ever heard of a treaty that's ever done that way?
No.
No. Well, because you're dealing with human beings, and human beings have stuff going on, and they can't help it. They can't put everything on the table. If the memory's playing, they can't do it. If the memories that block them from moving through, so that an agreement can be held in which everybody wins 100% all of the time. But that never happens in human affairs. And so the Ho'oponopono is about getting at those memories and those things that keep us from absolutely fully living and not be constrained by debt, how we feel about how we have the fear. The Ho'oponopono is about working, and that's what I work on. I work on whatever is going on in me when I see all this stuff. Whatever is going on in me that we are not able, generation after generation, to move through to a point where we not only trust each other, but we fall in love. Nobody talks about love in warfare. But Ho'oponopono is about giving up those things in us that keep us stuck and constrained. And those things are, we have no idea what they are. There's a famous saying, we don't know. So I try not to figure out what's going on in my life or with people who I consult with or companies I consult. I don't. I just do my cleaning. I just go, all right, let's go. And then I notice that people work through. After I'm willing to do my cleaning, I notice people are able to work through. And then at some point they say, well, we would like to learn. Of course, I don't want to be doing this for everybody. Why can't people learn how to do it for themselves? And so that's why I move around. I'm going to be doing six weekend classes beginning the first Saturday, first weekend in September. The point is, you can be your own guru. You can be your own therapist. You can be your own healer. You don't need anybody. All you need to do is answer a couple questions. The most important question, who am I? That's the most important question of creation. And most people don't know who they are. If they knew, they would start realizing and taking 100% responsibility. But you can't blame people. The other thing you have to ask is, what is the problem? And where is the problem? We don't deal with that. We're stuck in our stuff, yeah.
So Who are you?
Who am I? I'm a child of God. I'm an exact replica of the divinity, which is void, which is clear and infinite. And my job is to return to that original state, is to be clear, empty, and infinite. So the Ho'oponopono is about erasing the memories and the blocks, and now you come back to zero, or to clarity, and only out of that clarity will the divinity come as inspiration. That's who I am. I'm not my memory, I'm not any of that. I'm a divine child of God, who is at its natural state, clear and infinite. And that's what I work on every day, to let go of those of the blocks in my life that keep me from being one with the divine, which is to be clear and infinite.
So give us an example of, say you're going through your day and then suddenly someone mentions the war.
I'm going to be more specific for me. So I'm about to go on a trip. I'm gonna have to go down to Los Angeles Airport. I know I'm gonna have to get on an airplane. I know I'm gonna have to hang around with people. I know I'm going to another airport. So now I'm saying to myself, okay, I'm going to do my cleaning so that I am clear and I am able to move all through this trip and not experience jet lag, not experience feeling down, not feeling anger and resentment and blaming the airlines like we do every day. We blame somebody else. That when something doesn't work, it's their fault. So I'm working to work my way so when I get over to Hawaii to do a class, I've come home free. I'm free and clear. I worked through all of the problems I had to work through when I left Los Angeles. So when I get on the other side, it's as though I'm still home. The same thing with news on the internet. I'm looking at what's going on in me that I'm experiencing this as war. I'm not looking for blame. I'm not saying, well, their fault, oh, how come they don't do this, how come that? It doesn't work. Blame and saying how come doesn't work. It doesn't work in therapy. It doesn't work in families. It doesn't work with government. It doesn't work.
So when you ask the question, what's the answer, or is there one?
Well, the answer is somebody called me. For example, I had an email from somebody from Hawaii that they've been having heart problem, palpitation, just feeling fatigue. And so as I'm reading the email, before I read the email, I'm doing my cleaning before I open it up. I want to be clear. I don't want to be stuck in whatever is in that email. I'm cleaning. I open it. I continue my cleaning, I get back to zero, and then I hear the divinity says, here's what you can tell her. You can tell her, and so what I heard to tell her was a cleansing process that she can use for herself so she doesn't have to depend on anybody. And so the next day she emails me, and this is documented, she emails me that she got all the results from her physician that her heart, whatever it is, was perfect, and there was no problem with it. Well, then something else is going on then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. But it takes non-stop cleaning. Otherwise, this is called burnout. You think you're helping somebody, but you're hooked into it, and down you go. This is why with a lot of professions, by the time they're a person 5 years out of school and into his profession, they're gone. They're kaput, zero. They're so overwhelmed and burned out, they're looking for another job, another profession that they think that they will do better, but you can't do better with yourself. You've got to come back to yourself. You've got to start at zero. You've got to get yourself back to that original state of mind, zero, clarity. Because once you get back to clarity, then the infinite can, in fact, infuse your mind with whatever is right for you.
Well, I think it's so, it's such an important thing. It sounds simple. It sounds so simple.
I love this. this is my whole life. This is how I deal with myself, because I have children, I have grandchildren. I have an organization that we teach this, but our organization has to be constantly cleaning, because you're dealing with data that's going to be reactive. People are going to say, bullshit, that can't happen. I mean, what? You mean people no longer were put in seclusion? No, bullshit. So one has to constantly be cleaning them.
So how do you clean something like that?
How do you clean something like what?
Like that. It was where someone's saying no, you know?
What's going on in me that this should come up? I'm sorry, please forgive me. That's it. Move on.
That's it.
Yeah, as opposed to what's that person's problem? Because that's what we do. We say, when nations are at war, each other say, what's their problem? They want this from us. But it never works. And so, I don't know what anybody else is going. I'm cleaning, letting go, asking the baby, I'm sorry for whatever's going on in me that I experienced these problems around the world, because I know they're in me and they're not out there. There's no world out there. The world is inside me, and if I change that, or I ask divinity, I'd be responsible by asking that whatever's in me, that I experience these things, then I'm sorry.
So it's literally a few seconds.
I'm sorry?
So the process takes literally a few seconds.
Oh, yeah. So now, for example, I have a special water here on my desk. It's called Blue Solar Water. I drink that moment by moment, because it's another cleaning tool. There are certain foods that I take because they're cleaning processes. There are exercises that I do. I'm looking from the moment I get up throughout the day, I'm looking to stay with the cleaning, and there are certain things that we teach in our class in which you can stay with the cleaning. There are cleaning foods. There are things you can do mentally. There are the solar water, because it takes incessant cleansing. The minute you stop, you go bonkers with the rest of the world.
So this is, let's get an example. You mentioned you have a bunch of courses coming up. If you're listening to this in the News for the Soul archive later, just go to the ho'oponopono.org website and find out about the latest. But with respect to the courses you have coming up,
yeah.
How long are the courses?
Okay, there can be a Friday lecture where people get information about it, and if they want to take the weekend class. Or they can read. There's an article up on our website. Instead of attending a lecture, they can just read the article and say, oh, this is something I'd like to take. And so they can attend the class. But I want to tell you how I work with that. So one of the things we do is I'm going to do a class in Malpitas up in San Jose. So I'm already asking the coordinator up there. I know the hotel. I know the room. I know. Then I say to the coordinator who makes arrangements for the air flight. I know that. And then I say to the coordinator, I want you to send me all the names as people sign up. I want you to give me their names so I can work on them before I enter the room. So I'm looking to reduce my piles of stuff, that if I don't do it, I'll show up in class and the class will go crazy. People will be reactive. People will get stuck in thinking because I didn't get ready for it. And so for me, it's always cleaning beforehand, during, and after. And that's how I prepare myself.
So how do you clean and clear on a list of names when you haven't met them or don't know anything about them?
Does anybody know my connections with them? Vinny knows whatever memories I have in common with them that is important to let go of.
Hmm.
So I'm only, the cleaning is only talking to Vinny, who knows everything, and I'm just making amends because I don't know what's in me that's going to bug people. I have no idea. But if I work directly with the divinity in me, the source who knows everything, then I can say, here's John Doe. John Doe is going to attend this class. I would like to make amends with anything that's going on with me that I have with John Doe that will bug him, cause him to get stuck in thinking, blah, 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 blah. That's what I do. You're working with the source who knows everything. I don't know him. I know nothing. Thank God. And when I feel like I know, I get into trouble.
So we don't need to know what we're cleaning, even.
No. There's a part of you called the divine creator, God, the I, whatever people want to call me. That source knows. That's why I make an appeal. And that source in me can cancel information, can cancel debts and blocks. I can't. My intellect has no ability to do that. It isn't its function. Its function is to make a choice. Either you're going to be 100% responsible or not. I would like to be 100% responsible for whatever is in me that would bug people. Or will bug the building. Or will bug the land. That's why the engines were so incredible. That they would do whatever they needed to do and talk to the land, talk to people. We're coming and we would like to make amends, talk to the wind. That's what this game is about. You're not just talking to human beings, but you're talking to these other forces that you may have offended, and you want to make sure you're clear with that. So I do my cleaning. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. The minister said, okay, here's what's up, and here's what we can begin the conversion off to, and I don't know what those are. I have no idea. You know that there's enough research to say that at any second, there are 11 million pieces of data going, and we're only aware of 15 of them. Only aware of 15! This is in the book User Illusion. You can go get the data there. But we're thinking we know.
Yeah, that puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 11 million. And then there's another piece of data, which is research. This is scientifically proven that you don't and I don't make the decisions. It's memories that decide for us. It's memories that tell us how to judge, to get angry, to know. We don't make that decision. That you hit the memory, and the memory decides to be mad, and so you're stuck with it. So the conscious mind does not make decisions. So let's say I'm saying I'm going to get on this airplane. Well, it was already made before you made it. That's a proven fact. I don't want those things to be making decisions. I want divinity to make decisions for me. So I can't serve two masters, memory making decision and divinity. I gotta choose, and my intellect says I would prefer to have divinity. Well, in order to have divinity do it, I gotta have the memory canceled. Otherwise, you have these two, and I don't want memory making decisions for me.
So it's like turning off our autopilot switch.
I love this. I love this cleaning because I get to be 100% responsible.
And you get
trying to give up thinking that we're here to heal other people. We're not here. Everybody's perfect. What is imperfect is the data. That's what we got to work on.
So we don't need to get out there at peace rallies and run around with the signs. We need to do us.
You need to. The world is in you. And by changing the world in you, you change everything. You're kind of, the cleaning is like a concert master at the Vancouver. You have a symphony orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the orchestra always do for us? Well, they tune up. And how do they tune up? The concert master gets up, already tuned, going, and then all the instruments, the flute, get tuned into that. That's what this cleaning is. You get tuned up, and so will everybody else. If you come in untuned, boy, it's hell to pay. Yeah, it's hell to pay. I'm not good at paying with hell, you know. I'm 67, going on, moving on. I want a more peaceful life, yeah.
I don't think anybody should be good at hell. That doesn't sound very fun at all, but you know, I think we've bought into a lot of things that we didn't realize what we were buying. But this sounds so simple, but I think it's so profound and so important, you know. And the original interview we did with you when we were talking about your story doing this work on mentally criminally insane people at Hawaii State Hospital, never doing any therapy, they all get better. You're just working in your own energy.
They get better because the data changes.
Wow.
We're not changing them. We're changing the data in me that I have in common with them. You erase it from me, you erase it from them.
Well, it just hit me in such a profound way the other day. I was listening to the show again in perspective of what's going on the news right now and stuff. I thought, well, if you can do that, then we can do that.
Yeah.
We have to be able to do it. So,
can you imagine if everybody was 100% responsible and not get caught up in blame?
It would be, would that not return things to our natural state? Would that not return things to our natural state, which is not what it is now?
It would have a profound shift.
Oh.
This is why I do this class. If I could figure out another way of doing this, in other words, getting the information across, and people tell me they are, you can get it, you can do it, internet, seminars, all that, books, I think they're correct. But in the meantime, until I get to the point where somebody shows up and does that, I have to take my 67-year-old body around.
Well, funnily enough, I'm actually just in the process of launching coursesforthesoul.com, so perhaps we can talk about that. That would be the ideal course for the soul, I would think. But in the meantime, I really want to thank you for doing what you are doing.
I want to thank you. I've enjoyed this. I feel like I got inflated. I feel joyful. So I'm grateful to you. Yeah.
Oh, anytime. Absolutely. I think what you're doing
Vancouver,
is...
Vancouver, right?
Vancouver.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a class up there.
Well, I will be there. When is your class?
I just remembered now. let's see. That Vancouver class is going to be October 14th and 15th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure I'm there.
Well,
that's very perfect.
At least have some coffee with us. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that... I'm not telling you that information because I want you to attend the class, but... I just came up to let you know,
Well, I'll tell you something. I mean, I'm very serious. I think this is one of the most important things that I'd like to be able to master. Stay in the light. Let me talk to you about that. I've just got to wind up because we're at the top of the hour.
Okay.
We've been talking to Dr. Lan from ho'oponopono.org.
That's perfect. That was a right ring. It rolled. That was wonderful.
I'm getting good. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Lan. Thank you for being here.
Have a nice day.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
I'm Nicole Whitney, inviting you to tune in to News for the Soul here on WRRL, life-changing talk radio that'll blow your mind.
When they say love is all there is, science is actually starting to prove that.
During the time that I was knocked unconscious, an angel came to me.
I had this really bizarre experience where I got sucked through a wall.
Cosmic consciousness is, oh God, we all are God.
You just tuned in. Visit newsforthesoul.com anytime to hear all of our shows, read positive news, and interact with like-minded people from around the world.
Tune in to hear us live right here in Rhode Island every week, Wednesdays at 7 and Saturdays at 3 on WARL.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
From the heart of Vancouver, what a great place to bring News for the Soul.
I know, isn't it perfect? Remember that movie Dead Zone, Christopher Walken?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that for real.
I think reasonably accurate, too, honey.
Oh, that's an understatement, honey. The Great Experiment. Welcome to News for the Soul, James Twyman.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me, because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message. And my message to everyone who is listening is: be positive, be optimistic, but most important, believe in yourself, and then good things will start coming your way.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, I love you all.
So that was Uri Geller, who spoke to him in his home near London, England.
I was really moved by last week's show, because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time, and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.